At the center of the map, there's this giant, like, police location that everyone hovers around. We're talking all them good boys hover around this area. We're talking in their fancy Audis, their Lamborghini. Oh, shit. That's not what's in the game, okay? Copyright cleared vehicles. And then we all just huddle up, we get ready, and we got to take out a big bulldozer. Now, I just want to know the absurdity of this game. There's a massive, giant bulldozer that's running around the city. Okay, that's just one of the rush hours, okay? There's, like, a bunch of other absurd ones. And while you think that the military would have been called in and, like, they'd sniper team the shit out of this dude, you know, this guy just drives the killdozer around. And he's got, like, 20 cars chasing him. When it gets truly meme-tacular and fucking downright hilarious is when you've got, like, 20 cars in a four-lane road and they're all just going at it. Now, this guy has the power to, like, fucking psychokinetically throw us into the air and then throw us back down. So it's just, like, a long-form race of us going at it. Now, this went on for like 10 minutes and we got his health down to 30% until the game like just straight up like cut. Like our time limit went out and it was kind of all for a waste. Like I got a bunch of parts out of it, which is cool and all, but it was kind of depressing us not winning. But the community, man, the community is there. You got players. I mean, the chat's literally filled to the brim with people just fucking selling shit over and over again. And if that isn't the mark of a great MMO, then I really don't know what is, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, Drift City Remastered is the one shining light in 2020 for me at least. And I couldn't be happier. And I'm not saying this sarcastically. Like, I know that I have a sarcastic tone in life. But ladies and gentlemen, this game is like the most casual MMO you can get into. And as somebody that has no time. Okay, like, I want to play shit like WoW. I want to play shit like FF. I want to play a lot of these big-time MMOs. But I have obligations and responsibilities, and I can't slave away for hours playing a game that requires me to really sit down and grind. And I'm not saying this game is exempt from a grind either. Like, they have an actual microtransaction currency, but you just can't buy it. So you actually have to grind, like, 700,000 of, like, the in-game currency to buy the $1,000 microtransaction in the game. So, yeah, it does, it definitely does have a grind, but compared to a lot of other MMOs, like, it's just so much more easier going. Like, this is a game literally made for the players, by the players, and always for the players. And if that's not enough for me to sell it to you on and remind you of, at least to let you come into my web of nostalgia was enough for me to hit you with, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're interested in Drift City Remastered, go join our community. Just come on, okay? Give it a fucking try, all right? It's like, what, 500 megabytes? Yo, this game could run on your grandma's fucking pacemaker at this point. Give it a goddamn try. I don't recommend running it on her pacemaker, though. That might lead to some fucking unintended effects. I'm just putting it out there. But you get the point. You have a TI-84 calculator? It might be able to run on there at some point. Who knows? You got Intel HD graphics? Bro, you could probably ray trace this game. Anyway, so that being said, this is me, Mudahar, and if you like what you saw, please like, comment, and subscribe. Dislike it if you dislike it. I am out.